This is Weekly Outlook for December 17, 2012. The USDA's estimate of December 1 inventories of corn to be released on January 11th will be one of the more important factors influencing the price of old crop corn in the first quarter of the new year. The estimate of soybean stocks may be somewhat less important because more is known about the level of consumption. For soybeans, consumption during the first quarter of the marketing year is generally known because periodic export and crush estimates are available. Based on Census Bureau estimates and USDA inspection estimates, exports were near 613 million bushels. Based on estimates from the National Oilseed Processors Association, the domestic crush during the first quarter was near 448 million bushels. Feed, seed, and residual use was likely near 115 million. The biggest uncertainty about the magnitude of December 1 stocks is the size of the 2012 harvest. If the final estimate of crop size is near the November forecast, stocks would have been near 1.97 billion bushels, 400 million smaller than the inventory of a year earlier. The magnitude of corn stocks on December 1 will reveal whether the small 2012 crop is being sufficiently rationed. The magnitude of stocks will be influenced by the final estimate of the size of the 2012 crop. Due to the severity of the drought, there is some expectation that the USDA's December survey revealed fewer acres harvested for grain than was forecast in November. Like soybeans, previous years with corn yield forecasts following the pattern of 2012 provide little direction for forming expectations about the January yield estimate this year. The uncertainty about the final production estimate is one of the factors that makes it very difficult to anticipate the magnitude of December 1 stocks. In addition, the magnitude of stocks will be influenced by the imports of corn during the first quarter of the year. Based on Census Bureau estimates and USDA inspection estimates, exports during the first quarter were near 215 million bushels. Based on the estimate of ethanol production during the first quarter, and the assumption that processing for other uses proceeded as forecast by the USDA, total domestic processing use during the quarter was near 1.48 billion bushels. The rate of domestic feed and residual use of corn is not known, but will be revealed by the magnitude of stocks. Total disappearance during the quarter minus exports and domestic processing use equals feed and residual use. Anticipating the level of feed and residual use is difficult because the level of use in that category during the first quarter of the year varies considerably. Implied use varied by 250 million bushels the previous 2 years and by 565 million bushels in the previous 5 years. Use this year is even more difficult to anticipate due to the harvest of an estimated 1.2 billion bushels of corn before the start of the marketing year on September 1. Some of that corn was presumably consumed before September 1, but will be revealed as consumed after September 1. That expectation is supported by the unusually small estimate of corn in the feed and residual category during the final quarter of the 2011 marketing year. Even then, September 1 stocks of old crop corn were smaller than expected. The magnitude of December 1 corn stocks cannot be forecast with confidence, and expectations will likely be in a wide range. However, the potential for a smaller 2012 production estimate and a large level of implied feed and residual use point to relatively low inventories and the need to slow the pace of corn feeding.